Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Before we talk to Greg Palast about those vote-thieving bastards in the Republican Party, you know what we need? We need to take a clean phone wand and go down to Georgia, where they purged nearly 200,000 voters right before they
even... And just wave it all over.
Yes, yeah. Clean it up. Okay, just for my listeners right now, the Clean Phone, the top brand in UV sanitizing, now offering their top-rated, top-selling, best-reviewed wand product at 50% off plus two-day free shipping.
What?
Oh my God, it makes me breathless. The Clean Phone wand, the handheld UV sanitizer, it helps you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in just seconds on virtually any surface. And I swear the charge lasts like forever.
It does.
Right? They're using this in hospitals. I use it on my mask, on packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money. Take it with you everywhere, right?
Yeah.
50% off, free 2-day shipping. It is the perfect gift for yourself, for everybody you love. You've got to have one of these with the COVID plate. We're in a surge on a surge. Yeah. It's a bad time. You got to get one of these. Get the Clean Phone wand at 50% off right now. Check this out. They'll take 60% off a second wand.
That's a lot.
Oh my God, a great holiday gift for family and friends. Go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com. And now, Greg Palast to talk about vote thieving bastards. Yay! Happy, happy hour. Oh my God, we're in the middle of breaking news.
Yes.
With a breaking news man who we apparently are going to break. Greg Palast is here in his jaunty breaking newsman hat. Hello, Greg Palast. Well, listen, speaking of the... Yeah. We wanted to have you on now because you're right in the middle of the Georgia news about the Georgia election coming up.
Yep.
Latosha Brown of Black Voters Matter, Rainbow Push, and others announced a lawsuit against the state of Georgia to return 198,000 voters wrongly purged from the polls by a press conference. Demand is based on the expert report written by Greg Palast.
Yeah.
And the Palast Fund, released by the ACLU. I got to say, I credit your book because I did an appearance with you and our friend Tom Hartman about your fucking book, How Trump Stole 2020. And I was like, no,
no,
he didn't. But it's because you scared the shit out of all of us, mm-hmm, partially, that 2020 did not get stolen, right? Despite their best efforts talk to us about what happened in Georgia and elsewhere and what's coming up in Georgia.
Ah, what's happening in Georgia is the smell of mendacity. Look, the state of Georgia, the Secretary of State, a guy named Raffensperger, that's really his name, purged 198,357 voters from the voter rolls of Georgia, saying you can't vote anymore.
Yeah. Isn't this the amazing thing that he's the Trump target? This is Raffensperger has
weird
not.
And this is getting okay. It's going to be super weird. Buckle up here.
Yeah. Okay,
change your hat.
He's the one that called you. He called you a Stacey. He called you a Stacey Abrams stooge.
Shill, I think was the word. Yes.
Shill.
Secretary of State has said, don't listen to Greg Palast. And it's a fair warning. Don't listen to me because I am a known Stacey Abrams shill.
This one says stooge. I think you were called both. Just stipulating.
Stooge, shill. Yeah. You know, like, guilty as charged. Now, okay. But I don't think the term is shill. So he removed 198,000 voters on the grounds that they had moved from their houses. If you don't live in Atlanta, you can't vote in Atlanta. And so we hired a giant team of experts, including, you know, who knows where you live? The post office. Mm-hmm. And the post office and also Amazon, Google, eBay's experts who helped us out said, no, these people are right there. In fact, I went down to Georgia and there was a 92-year-old woman. And I kid you not, you'll see her on camera. I have a little PSA that was 60 seconds done by Rosario Dawson. But you meet in that film. Christine Jordan, 92 years old. I was there when she was thrown out of the polling station. They said that she had moved from her house. I went to her house that she moved from. There's Martin Luther King's picture on the wall having dinner at that house with her. So she's been there at least 60 years.
Wow.
And I said, you knew Dr. King's my cousin. Okay. Oh. These are the people they're knocking off. Now I will admit she hadn't moved, but she was guilty of attempting to vote while black. So here's the deal. Who says that? Here's the deal.
Russ Perot. Now, here's Dale.
How could...
Can I finish?
You know,
can I finish?
Was,
here's Dale.
Yeah.
All right.
One of the questions was, how the heck can Georgia make such a horrible error saying all these people have moved, tens of thousands who hadn't?
Yeah.
The answer is that they used the wrong list. They used a one-man band, some guy out of Nebraska, I don't know what his connections are, to get a list of people who had supposedly put in change of address forms with the post office. We went to the post office. They said, that's not true. There are tens of thousands of people on this list who have never, ever moved, never put in change of address forms. Yeah. And in fact, it's not only a bad idea to use a dumb list, it's against the law, the National Voter Registration Act, which still applies in Georgia for, you know.
Yeah.
Federal law says you have to use the post office's own designated licensee, which we used. They used the wrong list. They removed a heck of a lot of voters of color, young people.
I mean,
and when I say color,
as,
it's obviously
as blue. One judge said, with surgical precision. I mean, you talked about this. You wrote a piece on this. I don't know when this was. Election Day mayhem began 2 years ago with massive voter purges. You didn't hear this in the cable TV chatter, you write. In the 2 years leading up to this election, Georgia's Republican Secretary of State quietly wiped away the voter registrations of over 198,000 people based on false information. Call it the Great Purge, overwhelmingly wiping away the voting rights of young voters and voters of color. In other words, voters who might be more likely to vote blue. And he now is someone who counts as a good guy, Republican.
Well, here's
because
what's
at least he did his job, and now Trump hates him. Because he counted the votes and certified a fair election in Georgia. And again, like you say, Greg, the fact that this happened, despite all their best efforts to suppress the vote, it just goes to the overwhelming turnout we had, doesn't it?
Well, here's what's going on with this guy, Raffensperger. He's suddenly become a national hero because he didn't steal enough votes for Trump. Remember, these 198,000 people were barred from voting. Mm-hmm. And that's just one of the tricks, you know, not enough machines in African-American communities, every trick in the book. In fact, there was a massive, massive mail-in vote and tens of thousands, and it may end up being about 200,000 ballots were disqualified. And as you know, the Democrats did most of the mailing in. So look, he did his best to drag Agent Orange over the line, but he couldn't. And he's now got a bigger job. And that's why he is pushing back against Trump. And you have to understand his governor, who handpicked him to be Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, is the guy who stole the election from Stacey Abrams using all these Jim Crow tricks.
Yeah.
He was the Secretary of State. So what this guy is doing, he has to throw Trump under the bus to win the U.S. Senate back. They have now, for those who've been under a rock, I will explain, there are two Senate seats up for grabs in a runoff. The two Republican senators are in hot water. They're in a runoff against John Ossoff, Democrat, and Raphael Warnock. This has never happened in American history where two senators are running at the same time in a runoff to determine the fate, which party controls the United States Senate. So they are desperate, and they can't mess around with Donald Trump. They got to reelect those senators.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's why we wanted to have you on now, because this is so critical, as you know. I mean, if Mitch McConnell is still the leader, we will get absolutely nothing done in the Senate. So this is the article that calls you you're right. There's two separate articles. In one, you are Stacey Abrams stooge, and in another, you are Stacey Abrams shill.
Okay.
Because... But you got to give her all kinds of credit for Georgia turning blue, and not just in the presidential, but perhaps in these Senate races, right? I mean,
I'm going to tell you, I don't give her credit for turning Georgia blue. Remember, I've known Stacey Abrams. I'm the first person to put her on national TV 7 years ago. I've been going to Georgia for 7 years.
That's because you're a shill.
What I respect about Stacey Abrams is not that she turned the state blue. She let the voters pick.
Yeah.
The president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said the voters should choose the Senate.
Right.
You don't have, that's not even a partisan issue, but we know if you let the voters vote in Georgia, they're going to vote blue.
Yeah. Well, you said Abrams' nonpartisan vote protection groups have cited our work, hired our technicians. If providing evidence of racial voter purges makes me a stooge, I'm guilty as charged. So what's your take on, I mean, once again, Trump is just not helping, right? Yeah. With this election was rigged, and there's people saying already, well, what should I go vote for? So what do you think is going to, what is your take on what's going to happen in January? In Georgia?
Well, I'm two things. One, I think you're going to have the biggest turnout in probably for any runoff election anywhere at any time.
Right.
This is for everything, control of the Senate. And I have to say that the nutcase are saying boycott the election, and the Democrats, some Democrats are giggling and saying, oh, they're fighting among themselves. I haven't heard a Georgia Republican say that they're going to boycott the election.
Yeah.
This is Roger Stone and the Proud Boys. I've got a team of seven people down in Georgia right now. And one of the things that they're doing is covering the great photojournalist Zach Roberts, who is famous for embedding himself with the Proud Boys and the other right wing, white nationalists, dangerous work, but he's been actually following them in Georgia, and they are apparently just shrinking away because they cannot, the Republicans there are just too focused on the Senate race, and they can't start trying to figure out how to steal a Frasian orange.
Point of order, is it at all relevant that both of the Republican candidates should be in prison and not the Senate? How is that playing?
Well, okay, again, I'm nonpartisan, but I am an investigator. In fact, I used to work with Justice Department and several attorneys general, and they should be behind bars. And let me make it very clear. So let's start out with Kelly Loeffler.
Yeah.
She was not elected. She was appointed, by the way, to the horror of the White House, because they thought that she could not get reelected. And the first thing is she goes to a briefing. The new senator goes to a briefing on this coming COVID virus. It's, an intelligence committee, it's all secret. She gets inside information. She runs out. She's very rich and sells all her stock.
Yeah.
Now, if you did that or I did that, we'd be breaking rocks on a chain gang. We wouldn't be in a runoff for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah. Purdue keep saying,
I'm not telling you, hey, you want to vote for Kelly Loeffler?
She and Purdue
Kelly
keep
grifter. Is that called a grifter by accident? I'm
yes,
sorry.
You did.
She and Purdue keep saying they've been exonerated, which means no. The Senate-led committee just decided, obviously, not to prosecute. I mean, it's and to look the other way.
We had the problem also with the voting rights. You know, the problem of stealing elections is that you steal the cops, you steal the police department. So if they want to steal votes, who's going to protect you? Bill Barr. If you want to, senators have to be investigated by the Senate itself. They're not exonerated. They just, Mitch McConnell said, I'm not going to, lose my two senators and lose my job. It's real simple.
I got to say, maybe you weren't surprised by anything. I was surprised at the unbelievable array of different votes for suppression techniques they tried this time. Ones I'd never even heard of. You wrote about the trying to block voters ahead of the runoff that would require a car registered in the state. I'm like, oh, that's what the fuck's that?
Yeah.
That's new, right?
That's called. OK, we uncovered that last Sunday.
Yeah.
At Sunday at 3 p.m, no press release, of course, so it didn't make the papers. It was snuck in. They had an emergency rule change, which 8 a.m. the next morning, this great heroic Republican Secretary of State said, said, if you don't have a car registered in Georgia,
right,
your voter registration can be blocked. So if you sign up to register to vote, because what they're afraid of, they said, is people driving and moving, driving into the state just to vote in this runoff election, you know, staying there 30 days, signing up, and then leaving. They're not really Georgia residents. Massive, millions of cars. I didn't see any backed up on the highway, but hey. And they couldn't, we asked them, is there a single case of a fraudulent voter in Georgia? Even one, just one, just, you know, just asking if you're going to stop all these voters. And the answer was not one case, but here's this. So the NAACP and the Palace Investigative Fund team, you know, we noted, gee, who doesn't have a car?
Yeah. Oh, well, like as you said, students and lower income urban voters, Atlantans, right? From
like,
Atlanta.
Duh, they know what they're doing. Yeah. So look, they can't stop you from registering because you don't own a car registered in Georgia.
Well, it's another version of Texas where a gun license you can use as voter ID, but not a student license. I mean, they always fucking fit. Remember, what was the election where they Heidi Heitkamp lost because they found a way to precision exclude Native Americans, right? Because they did some fucking thing with their address and the, you know, I mean.
Well, yeah, actually, one of the problems is I actually wrote about that at Thanksgiving, that the group suffering most vote suppression. I hate, by the way, the word vote suppression. Someone steals your car, you don't say, my car's been suppressed.
Yeah.
You know? No, okay.
Stolen.
So, but nevertheless, will you say vote suppression? No one gets it more in the neck than Native Americans, American natives, because, for example, as you noted, one of the tricks that they use is you don't have a proper legal postal address. Right. So, you know, because on reservations and pueblos, it's often your address is two doors down from the gas station. Well, you're still an American citizen. By the way, you only became American natives became citizens only in 1924 and only got the right to vote in 1948.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they got the worst. Yeah.
But I mean, who fucks with the mail? Who would have thought of that? Like just them blowing up the post office. I mean, every single thing that they tried. Were you surprised? I mean, you obviously wrote the book, How Trump Stole 2020, The Hunt for America's Vanished Voters, to scare the fuck out of people, which I think it worked.
I was hoping.
But were you surprised that we were able to overcome all this in 2020?
You mean, the voters overcame.
Right.
Well, as I say at the back of the book, look, this is not a prediction. This is a warning.
Right.
They can't steal all the votes all the time. I was just on the press conference with LaTosha Brown of Black Voters Matter and the top voting rights attorneys in America. We are suing, of course, the Secretary of State to return all these 198,000 voters to the voter rolls. But I got to tell you, the situation is untenable. But I wasn't surprised because Georgia is now a white minority state. As Martin Luther King III told me, Greg, this is a blue state if they let us vote.
Yeah.
I'm not there to turn the state blue, but I am there to expose games that stop the voters from choosing their Senate and their president.
So you weren't shocked, but everybody around the country was like, Georgia, oh my God, Georgia's going blue. And you're like, no, it's the voter suppression there that, you know, but thank God for you and Stacey Abrams. So are you, are you hopeful? I know you're not an optimistic sort about the runoff, but I am. I'm actually very optimistic about the Senate.
Well, one of the things we're doing, that's why I have Rosario Dawson and Zoe Saldana, thank you, my comrades, for doing PSAs to warn people to check their registration in Georgia. Right. We're going to have a 20-foot by 60-foot electronic billboard today going up in Georgia.
Cool.
We have websites. So what's happening is, and working with LaTosha Brown and Black Voters Matter, we sent out 98,000 postcards of people who lost their registration, but they don't know it. So we're doing all these things. We have re-registered tens of thousands of people, tens of thousands.
Wow.
We expect more by December 7th is the last day to register, and we're going to have a hell of a turnout. And so I don't know what the result is. And we're going to court on this injunction, demanding that a judge return these voters. I have beaten the state of Georgia in court already in federal court. Yeah. I think all the top lawyers say our case is like solid. So we might get a lot of these voters back. So there's a lot. I'm optimistic that the voters stand a chance in Georgia of choosing the U.S. Senate.
Right. Yeah. I was saying today that obviously this news about like Trump is obviously going to declare for 2024. And I thought, okay, if he thinks, you know, or at least he's putting out their election was rigged and stolen under his government, how does he think it's going to be fair under Biden's guy? He knows the election was fair, don't you think? I mean, it's just...
I think that the election was rigged. They just couldn't steal enough votes.
Yeah, I think, rigged for him.
No, right. Seriously, if you go into how Trump stole 2020, what it does give you is the breakdown. There was still a massive steal. Like I said, I think they were looking at 200,000 rejected mail-in ballots in Georgia, Georgia alone. Generally, you lose, we expect to lose, have disqualification about 3 million mail-in ballots. This will all come out next year, unfortunately. But that's what we had in 2016, massive disqualification of mail-in ballots, machines that break down, et cetera. So we've had a big, big problem. And, of course, all those ID laws. You know that in Wisconsin, you can't use your student ID. That disenfranchised 182,000 University of Wisconsin students.
Yeah.
It disenfranchised 50,000 African-American voters who don't have cars in Milwaukee, don't have driver's license. So one reason why, for example, Wisconsin is still close.
Right.
Was they couldn't steal all the votes, but they stole an awful lot.
Yeah. Well, you talked about it. It was Michigan. It was everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of, that's what, Greg, we got to fix this because it's really like Democrats have to so overwhelm the polls. We have to win by so much more to overcome their cheating. It's like, and they say the quiet part out loud, don't they? Like, what did Ainsley Earhart just say? Like, if we don't get control of this mail-in voting, a Republican will never be elected again, which was what Donald Trump said out loud.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So of course they did hang things up. I got a complaint from a Georgia voter who mailed in a ballot 10 days before the election, and it arrived late, so his ballot was thrown out. He mailed it 10 days ahead.
Yeah.
So they are mucking with this system. But, you know, I'll say one thing. When I was with Rolling Stone, we did contact a guy, Barack Obama, and said, you know, we started going through details. And he knew all the details.
Right.
He had vote suppression down.
Yeah.
And I said, so why are you talking about it? And the answer was, yeah, they're going to steal 6 million votes, so we bring 9 million more to the polls. That's what we do. You overwhelm the steal. They can't steal all the votes all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to fix
That's
the system.
That's profoundly depressing.
But you know what? You can save your own vote. Don't wait for the Democrats. Don't wait for anyone. Just save. You know, if we start saving our own vote and acting like things like check your registration right now. Imagine.
And recheck. And recheck.
50 years voting the same place. Was she supposed to be checking her registration to see if she's been purged? Well, yeah. Go to SaveMyVote2020.org.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold that thought. You know, Chris, we've known Greg Palast a long, long time.
Yes, we have.
And there's good in that, and then there's, ooh, what did I look like when I met him? And so, and a little more extra, a little plexiderm right now before we continue, because I'm just telling you, you definitely beat the 10-year challenge at least.
Yes.
Facebook bastards that keep going, oh, remember this 10 years ago? And we shut the fuck up. listen to me very carefully. Stop.
I think we've known Greg Palast for 15 years, though. Is there a 15-year?
Put the candle back in front of that picture. Pardon me? Yes. This is my point. No more under eye bags, wrinkles, crow's feet, plexiderm.
Yeah.
It's like a filter, but it's like it's an actual, but it's a physical thing you put on your face. Fancy filters. Don't know how to use them anyway.
It tightens everything up and makes you look perfect.
Yes, perfect. Because it works, as the New York plexiderm actors say. But we're not actors. Nope. We just know that it works. And also, everybody's an actor now. Why? Because you got to do FaceTime calls. You got to do Zoom calls.
Yep.
You're posting on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you're wearing a mask. What does that do? Makes people look right at your under eyes.
Yeah, it takes a highlighter and it highlights your eyes.
Your forehead, your crow's feet, your number 11s, your under eye bags, your wrinkles.
Everything up there.
Oh, Plexiderm. We love it. Try it now. Try a 6-application trial pack if you want. $14.95. Free shipping. Go to buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal. Or call them 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. This order comes with free shipping, 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal or 800-685-1292. The code is sexyliberal. Okay, let's talk about your body of work. Broken front page stories for... Could I have some masterpiece theater music? Thank you. For the BBC Television News Night, The Guardian, Nation Magazine, and now Rolling Stone. This is where I go into my James Lipton.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know this fun fact about you. Beginning in the 70s, you earned your degree in finance at the University of Chicago.
Oh, wow.
So what happened? Why journalism? Just because you're nosy? You're naturally nosy.
I was a protege of this weird little fascist dwarf named Milton Friedman. You probably never heard
yes.
of him. But I was a protege of his. And I was watching, and I'm saying, this is sick.
Yeah.
This is, you know, I said, no one's going to take this guy seriously because all he's talking about is using violence and the markets to grab, to allow the rich to steal with both hands. I just said, yeah. This didn't seem to work for me.
Yeah.
I kept my mouth shut with Milton. But so then I decided I better go off and try to protect, you know, warn the world. Keep warning. So I started out as an expert investigator for attorneys general in the Justice Department and others on big, giant racketeering cases. And then I said, how am I going to get this covered in the news? So I said, okay, I'll put on this hat and go out and find
there
the
you
bad
go.
Guys.
I became aware of you, I think, in the 2000 election.
Yes.
You talked a lot about the theft of the 2000 election in Florida, mm-hmm. which brings me to what the fuck happened in Miami-Dade? Because that's what swung Florida for Trump this time.
Year, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, you did have massive vote suppression in Florida. And don't forget, Florida was the last state to have that old Jim Crow law, the last one that says if you've ever been convicted of felony crime, you can't vote. That's 1.4 million
yeah.
Floridians, 1.4 million blocked from voting. And the Democratic Party probably doesn't like me mentioning this, 88% Democrats. 88% Democrats. Turns out whether you're black or white, you come out of prison and you vote Democratic. So they blocked 1.4 million people
yeah.
from voting. That's just one of the tricks that they pulled. And by the way, a lot of their list,
yeah,
a lot of their list is phony too. That's what I discovered in 2000. They said 58,000 black men were convicted felons and not one was. They removed those voters, 58,000 black folk, and Bush won by 537 votes. That steal, taking the White House through that steal, was so successful that they rolled it out nationwide. And that's why and they do most of the test drives.
And the voters of Florida
overwhelmingly
voted for ex-felons to be able to get the right to vote mm-hmm. back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about what the voters wanted.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can you,
that was ridiculous.
Me?
I mean, I'm sorry. I am a dumb bitch.
Okay. The voters. Yes. My wife's Swiss. My Swiss in-laws are like, what's going on in America? Why are these people in line? Why can't people vote? I've never heard. They don't even have registration there, and they have a bigger immigrant population than we do. It's crazy. So yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, your book and your film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, it's all interconnected. We have so much fucking work to do. Seriously. It's just Citizens United, all of it. I mean, it's not just money in politics, right? It's all of these techniques that you've been screaming about for years. And I it's like you think this is America.
Yeah.
We can't hope for just like free and fair elections where, like, as you say, that they're not, you know, before the election even starts, they've purged, you know, how many voters,
yeah,
right?
Mean, this is a big deal because what happens is the Democratic Party's response often is to say, we'll send in, I talked to Terry McAuliffe years ago. He said, we'll just send in lawyers on election day. I said, well, if the voters
too late,
have
too
been
late.
Removed by
yeah.
the hundreds of thousands,
yeah.
what are the lawyers going to do for you?
Right. Yeah.
I get asked a lot, how do we overturn Citizens United? And my only response is through a constitutional amendment. Am I telling people the right thing? Do you know that?
I have another approach, which was suggested by Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay.
Which is that you cannot have foreign donations into a U.S. campaign. It's a felony crime. So any corporation that wants to put up money has to release the list of all their stockholders. Suddenly, poof, Citizens United will disappear when those lists are revealed. So we have the right. Congress can't pass a law saying, yeah, okay, we can't overturn Citizens United, but we can say freedom, the speech is free, but we get to know whose lips are moving and who paid for them.
Where are you from? Where were you born with that little hat on? Where? Where'd you grow up?
I really in what I call the anus of Los Angeles, Sun Valley, Pacoima, with my classmate Steve Paddock, our most famous graduate from my high school. He was the Vegas shooter. Palace Paddock. We sat next to each other.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And, so I came from a very, very poor background. And I want to know who did this to us. So I went on the hunt for these guys.
Yeah. And you pretty recently married, as I recall. You have a glow about you.
Oh, shucks. Yes.
It gives me hope.
That's what I say, my Swiss bride. We got married up in the Alps last year.
It gives me hope. And, I'll find the Swiss miss.
Yeah. And they, you have to understand, the rest of the world really does watch our elections very, very carefully. And my reports are actually at the top of the nightly news in places like Switzerland and England. Yeah. It's only here that we
I'm like, can't we get some fucking monitors in here? Don't we? We need somebody to monitor our elections because, right, it's... I mean, if you saw this happening, this subversion of democracy over this last month or two, right, Greg? Other countries would be like, what the fuck? We'd send troops in if this was happening in another country.
Well, two things happened. It's actually no kidding because, for example, the Carter Center in Georgia says that they can't monitor U.S. elections because we don't meet the basic standards of democracy required for you to even monitor an election.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and on top of it, we have what's called we have a massive disagreement between exit polls and the actual count. And so that's called redshift. So what's happened is, you know, according to the exit polls, Hillary Clinton walked away with the election, including in those in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. So what happened?
Yeah.
They didn't count the votes. And now you have to understand that the United States State Department, in its guidance, it's in my book. I actually show it.
Yeah.
The United States State Department will not certify an election in another nation if the exit polls don't match the official count. Well, in that case, the State Department should never have recognized Donald Trump as president of the United States.
What do I always say? I will die mad about what this country did to Hillary Clinton. Yeah. I will fucking die mad. You are one of the last humans I saw. I'm in Hollywood. I must name drop. You and I had brunch with Tom Hartman at George DiCaprio's house.
Yes.
And I felt like, well, first of all, I felt and like, how did way, I get invited I to this?
We got more than a bagel out of that. His son, Leonardo, today is releasing my public service announcement with Rosario Dawson and Zoe Saldana. Oh.
All right. You out name drop me. But my point was, I was sitting there thinking, A, how did I get invited to this? And B, these guys are fucking nerds. And I love them. You and Tom together. We did that event. We did that book event here for you. Remember?
Yes.
It was just Wiki-Tom. Terrifying. You know, you're terrifying.
I try to stump him every day. I send him some strange fact to see if he doesn't know it.
Oh, no, there's nothing. You cannot stump Tom Hartman. I always wear my adult diaper because I'm like, Greg's going to make me shit myself with fear about the electoral system. I love you, Greg Palast. Pick up, read everything he does. Read his book, see his films.
GregPalast.com.
We have linked to everything. Yes. Greg, happy hour. I can't believe I've stopped drinking. You need to fucking drink when you talk to Greg Palast because it's scary.
I'll drink for you. Okay?
Yes. All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Mwah.
Thanks. Bye.
Listen, everybody has their coping mechanisms in this whole whatever. But you cannot. If anything, the weird thing is not the whole lockdown, stay at home, whatever. Don't you feel like people see you more because FaceTime and Zoom and you're wearing a mask and it's just everything in your eye, under your eyes is highlighted.
Yep.
So that's why you need some Plexiderm because it just is a little pick-me-up during a really tough time. And it really does work like crazy on your under eye bags and wrinkles and crow's feet, all that stuff. Because there's going to be a lot more WTF moments before January 20th.
Oh, absolutely.
But you're going to get some line somewhere, trust me. Okay.
Can you get surprise lines?
What?
He did what?
No, that's called Botox.
Oh, okay.
No, just stick with me. Plexiderm.
All right.
It's like magic. And it's such a great gift. People love, my sisters were asking me about it. Everybody loves Plexiderm. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 if you want. Free shipping. Go to buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal. Or call them 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. This order comes with free shipping, 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal or 800-685-1292. The code is sexyliberal.